Jisoo Hyun leads a double life. Starting 3 months ago, the housewife began a career catching lawbreakers red-handed. The 54-year-old says her specialty is going undercover at private tutoring schools.
I pretend that I'm going to enroll my kids in the school. I ask the faculty about extra services. There are a lot of illegal activities in these schools, like staying open too late and charging additional fees. These are the types of things I record.
When G is on her mission, she uses a small, concealed camera to record video like this, shot at a pharmacy where the cashier did not charge for a plastic bag, as required by law. The cameraman is a student of the Seoul Paparazzi School, the same place that taught G how to secretly film illegal activity. The academy's director, Moon Sung-ok, also helps students find buyers for their secret footage.
The students want to make money. I contact them with police agencies, local governments, health agencies, and education authorities who pay them.
Moon claims citizen paparazzi can earn between $20,000 and $30,000 a year. But some observers say the government should not be paying neighbors to spy on neighbors. Chun Sang-chin is a sociologist at Seoul's Seogang University.
Citizen paparazzi, 특히나 정부의 업무가
When it comes to citizen paparazzi, the government is outsourcing responsibility to civilians, and everyone knows it is a big problem.
그것이 잘못된 일이라고 하는 것은 알고 있죠. 다만 금방 말씀
However, people don't really see it as an important issue.
에어파론과 함께
Chun says that is because people worry that if they complain, it will seem like they have something to hide. Citizen paparazza, Jisoo Hyun says she does not feel sympathy for people breaking the law.
At first I felt guilty about reporting on these people, but the more I did it, I realized how much illegal activity is going on all around us.
Ji says she is now turning her camera on people who skip out on paying their taxes. Jason Strother for VOA News, Seoul.